you've done work with the UN as well. Can you tell us very briefly?
Well, again, I was a foreign minister for 2 years and worked on human rights. But one of the things that I was proudest of was to get the UN to listen to what we now call NGOs, ordinary people's groups, but some organised as well. And my view, I really passionately believe now that the global is local. Right. You know, Schumacher said, think global, act local. Yes. It was wrong. Well, it was right at the time, but the world's more complicated. The global is local, the local is global, we're all mixed up.
Absolutely.
So the strains, the stresses, the conflicts, the tensions internationally are on our terraces and tower blocks.
Yes.
They're there because people live next door to each other.
Yes.
So you've got to reconcile things at the street level or we're all dead.
Right.
And I think I'll give a good example. Two men have walked down my street for 23 years until recently on opposite sides of the street and never spoken.
Right.
One from India, one from Pakistan.
Right.
And they fight over Kashmir and they blame me because the Labour government in 1947 split up India. I wasn't born then, but I have to walk down the middle of the street. And you know. So they go to the paper shop. Now, just around our Christmas time, I saw them coming down the middle of my street with their arm around each other. I said, what has gone on here? Have you intermarried? Has there been an act of God? No, John. We know with the earthquake that there's a great crisis and tragedy, but I saw his country, India, sending a truck with blankets and tents. So we've decided to call the war off in our street.
Human rights, you mentioned, and obviously that's something that's permeated a lot of what you do. Can you tell us a bit briefly? Maybe
I think again, it's respect for people. You know, the joy of my job, it's two halves. Listen to the people in Leeds, go down and argue in London to change the laws and budgets, come back and listen. So this dynamic all the time. Youngsters, when I come to go around the schools to meet, their first question, have you met Tony Blair? Have you met the Queen? Have you met the Archbishop of Canterbury? Well, the answer is yes, I have. The joy of the job, though, is meeting people at all levels in all walks of life. This job is a people-centred job.
Yeah.
Human rights is about people being respected as persons and human beings. That, you know, I often think with the great computers we've got now, you could keep 6 billion names and faces together. Now, I'm not talking about data, but you know, a data collection, but what I'm saying is anybody that uses the expression disappeared person, to me, I don't want to know, because every person that's born has a name and a face. And if anybody disappears, someone's responsible. And we want to know about it. So we have to protect, support human beings because they are people. Right the way through, not just at birth either, right through life to death. And so my passion is to say, can we treat each other as human beings? The joy of the job is I meet so many, and you'll get such a spark from that, where you see examples of that despite all the challenges happening. And I think that takes us in the direction of a world that's more integrated. Yes, globalization and the forces and the economic pressures force us to be fragmented. I see people building together again and rebuilding from the base. And the more we do that, the more we become international, the more we'll challenge some of the 20th century's laws and boundaries that might not need to be there.
Right, okay.